Your hometown news station, AM 1300 KGLO Mason City. Jesse Stewart here, joining us in studio. Field specialist, agricultural engineering with ISU Extension. Capella Aurora is in. And Capella, how are you today?
I'm doing fine, Jesse. Thanks for having me on today.
Hey, I appreciate you stopping by and joining us here in studio. I know you were in the area here today, and really exciting things to talk about. We have some different drone clinics coming up for kids around the area to kind of teach them different things about using drones. And this sounds really exciting, Capel.
Yeah, I got into drones about 4 or 5 years ago, and I've been doing workshops for farmers about how to use drones and what kind of things they can do with drones, potential uses. From there, I got into talking with our youth, and I've actually started doing drone discovery and learning camps for kids that are in 6th, 7th, and 8th grades. This camp actually teaches them how things fly and very basic things about how to manage thrust, gravity, and some of the forces that get applied on a quadcopter or a fixed wing plane. And you actually get to learn some of the principles behind it and then actually apply them. We actually do a lot of hands-on activities to make sure kids are actually learning what we are telling them, and they get to apply and see them visually.
Well, and that's really just an awesome thing. I mean, you think about all the different, you mentioned a lot of it, what goes into just the flight and the principles of flight in general, and teaching that to the youth is really just an interesting thing, and it's an awesome thing. And it's not prohibited to just 4-H kids either. It's open to all kids.
Yes, any and every kid who's interested in flying a drone, and as long as you are in that age group of 6th, 7th, and 8th grade, because our instruction is targeted to that age group. We also get into doing coordinate system. So we talk about X, Y, Z coordinates, momentum and speeds in all those three directions. So we don't want to make it too complicated for younger kids. I know several younger kids may be interested, but this is about the right age group when math and science principles are being talked about at that age group. So we want to make sure they understand what we are telling them.
Yeah. I'm interested. Would you make an exception for me? I know I'm not in the 6th, 7th, and 8th grade range.
I know you're not, but you're more than welcome to actually come and be a chaperone for me.
Well, that might work out. We'll have to see. I know this does sound very, very interesting, though, and it's a great thing you do for the youth. And we have a couple of these clinics camps coming up here in the area. Let's talk about the first one that's going to be coming up July 17th and 18th in Osage. What are the details on that one?
That one is on 17th and 18th. So whatever I have spoken to you so far, that is going to happen on the first day of the camp. On the second day of the camp, we get into automation. So we now go into computers and how computers make decisions and how software works in the background to decide for you how to get from point A to point B, how to take pictures. How do you fly a drone using computers first? Then we do simulations of drone actually on the computer itself. The kid will actually fly a drone with actual drone controls on the computer itself, and that'll give him enough practice to then actually fly a real drone.
Wow.
So I teach him how to hover, how to bank left, bank right, how to do some of the basic maneuvers. But the idea there is, again, to get the basic skills in the mind before you actually go buy a real drone. You may crash that one, and and that may be lost. So learn some of the basic principles, learn and understand how things work, and then you can go out and maybe purchase one if you want to. So we also talk about FAA rules and requirements of this thing, and we also have a couple other real drone pilots who are licensed through FAA come on the program and talk about the drones they have, what kind of uses drones have, what kind of professions and future job prospects exist with drones. So this two-day camp, which is coming up in Osage on July 17th and 18th, it is going to run from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. So basically it'll take up all day. we'll get into starting from basics all the way to flying drones yourself. So
sure.
The kids will be safe. We'll put them behind nets so mm-hmm. they don't fly drones into one another. But they'll actually get to do lots of fun activities, hands-on activities.
Mm-hmm.
We do some games, brain teasers also in the middle, so just to keep mm-hmm. kids excited and involved.
That's awesome. That's awesome. If parents want to register their kids for OSAGE on July 17th and 18th, again, two full days, how can they do that?
They can call the Mitchell County Extension Office.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't have their number, it's easily searchable on Google.
Sure.
I can give it to you as well, 641-732-5574. Sometimes that's not that easy to take it down, but if mm-hmm. you search online, you should yep. be able to find Mitchell County Extension Office. And the cost of this particular camp is $15. And it includes some of the materials and handouts that we'll be providing during the camp.
Wonderful. And I know OSAGE, they had a great sponsor that was helping offset some of the cost for them as well. So
yes, Valent Biosciences mm-hmm. are actually offsetting the costs of registration. We were actually at about $30, so they are mm-hmm. picking up half the cost of registration. So the students only have to pay mm-hmm. $15 for
That's it. That's fantastic. Fantastic stuff. So that's OSAGE, July 17th and 18th. And there's another one here in North Central Iowa coming up that's slightly different. It's the same material, but it's slightly different. Coming up in Hampton, August 5th, 6th, and 7th. Can you tell us more about that?
Yes, it's going to be exactly the same curriculum. Everything, all the instruction is the same. We are doing that one in Hampton with the Hampton DuPont Middle School there.
Mm-hmm.
It's... as you said, August 5th, 6th, and 7th.
Yep.
And the cost is a little bit higher. It's $30 for mm-hmm. 3 half-days. But it's exactly the same thing. We'll do all the same stuff there as well. Again, hands-on activities, indoors, mm-hmm. outdoors. Kids get to learn a lot of things by interaction. At the end of both of these camps, we also have a half hour or so blocked out for the kids to present to their parents when they come to pick them up
okay.
as a group, what have they actually learned in this camp. So they'll actually get to teach their parents as well
mm-hmm.
that they just didn't have fun. They actually learned something.
That's awesome. That's awesome. And if folks want to get their kids signed up for the Hampton camp, they could do that by calling the Franklin County Extension Office, I'm sure.
That's exactly right. Search online. I won't even give that number here. writing numbers down while you're yep. driving or doing other things is hard.
Sure.
So just search for Mitchell County Extension Office if you want to enroll your kid for the July OSAGE. 17th, yep. 18th in OSAGE. Or if you cannot make that one and you want to come to the Hampton drone camp August 5th, 6th, and 7th, just search for Franklin County Extension Office and you should be able to find the contact information.
You definitely should be able to. And you can always call your local extension office in your county too. And I'm sure they'll point you in the right direction as always. Capel, this is great stuff and fantastic that you're putting on these camps for the youth. Anything else you could think of you want to mention?
We have limited spots.
Okay.
We already are about halfway to the number of kids we can take. So if you are interested, don't wait up, sign up, and make sure you or your kid has a spot to come to.
Very true. Definitely get signed up today. With that, Field Specialist Agriculture Engineering with the ISU Extension, Capel Aurora, joining us in studio. Thank you so much. Appreciate you stopping by.
Thank you, Jesse. Thanks for having me on.
This is your hometown news station, AM 1300 KGLO. I'm Jesse Stewart reporting.